My name is Stephanie Gunson. I'm from the United Steelworkers Local 2020 in Sudbury. I'm an instructor with my union, and I'm also a full-time WSIB representative for my local. So the school ran from September 18th until the 23rd. There was about 100 participants that had attended the School Globalization School in Johannesburg, and it was a mixture of activists from around South Africa, and they were representing workers and community members that were down there. So the workshops that were facilitated in the Globalization School, they actually worked really well. They were split up into different areas from whether they represented workers or community members, and they were also separated by what area that they were in, which actually worked out very well, and the participants were able to bounce ideas from each other, find out who they could go to for help, and they now had a new network of people that they could socialize with and helping them with their issues and their struggles. So some of the similarities with the facilitators from the Ilrig School to USW facilitators, they did use a lot of the flip chart work, so we had the visualizations up for the participants to see. There was lots of group discussions probing information from the participants. The participants, they were very engaged with the workshops that were going on. Like I said, they were able to discuss amongst each other on some different strategies that they could use, a whole new network that they were able to access where they didn't have before. So they were thrilled with all the new information that they were able to get from these workshops. When we were doing introductions, and the workers group had mentioned their issues that they were experiencing down there, it really surprised me that it was the exact same issues that we're experiencing with our employers up in Canada. Some of the similar issues between the employers in South Africa and here were not abiding by the laws, hours of work, equal pay for jobs. They basically all boiled down to the employers not abiding by the laws and not treating the workers with respect. So my experience down there, how I would take things back was just to be more conscious of when I'm co-facilitating and helping out my co-facilitator a lot more. If I see that they're struggling or if things are starting to get out of hand, I would definitely open my eyes more to realize how hard that actually is and how it makes the facilitator seem to be under the participants when it gets to that situation. To get where we want to go, we need to continue working towards our goals, and we need to do that together. The participants down in South Africa, they're constantly working together, and it's amazing to how they can come together, even though they're from all over. It was an absolute amazing to see how they work so well together and how they just click right away. It's you, and it's me.